Time to talk a bit of tennis. We're going to go straight to Roger Rashid. Are we going to go straight to Rog? Yes, we are. Good morning, Rog.
Morning, guys. And, well, we have lit up the Australian Open yesterday.
You're about the only bloke left.
Mate.
I think I'm the only one in. The locker room's very empty.
Boys, what's happened?
I don't know what's going on, but I'll tell you what it has done. Losing the number one player in the world after losing Novak Djokovic, who you thought was going to make an impression here, and then losing the number one female player in the world at the same time on all that on day eight was amazing. I mean, it was one of those. Let's start with Novak first.
Yep.
I mean, sorry, not Novak. Novak's actually home. So let's start with Andy Murray first. Yeah, I walked out there. I was on the side of the court for Channel 7. I'm thinking, I've got about an hour and a half here, to 2 hours. A little bit of sunscreen, but not a lot. So, you know, but I had to do the right thing. And then I'm sweating bullets, you know, thinking this is going to go for 5 sets. What happened was Andy was playing a young man who was going to be a full-time serve volleyer, first and second serve.
Yep.
He was going to try and come in when he had an opportunity. So what he was doing was just putting his game out there and asking Andy Murray to continually pass him and make him play tough volleys. And more to the point, he did that as if he was a top 10 player.
Yes.
He made so many great low volleys. And not only did he make them, the depth that he hit them on. So he never allowed Andy to have real set-up passes or create points where he could actually pass on his own terms.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an amazing performance from a man who actually said he felt like he was in a coma there for a while, where he actually didn't really know what was, you know, you're just playing, he's playing out of his body, sort of having an out-of-body experience. But And he did that in his last round. But to Andy's, when you look back at Andy will rue the opportunities, because he broke serve, gave it back, broke serve, gave it back. He did that in the first 2 sets, and realistically, he could have shut the door pretty quickly in that tennis match, and he just didn't.
This young guy, he takes on Roger Federer next, but does he have a bit of John McEnroe about his serving technique and just his game in general?
Yeah, absolutely, because he kept pressing forward. You know, I mean, it was actually fantastic to watch, to be honest. I mean, to think that someone could actually do that so successfully for such a long period of time. So
yeah.
That's the first, he's the first guy that does it full time. As far as every single first and second serve, he's on the charge. It's explosive. You've got to play a lot of tough volleys. And you think you're playing a guy who is arguably the best returner in the game right now, arguably the best mover in the game right now, and just play, and he's, you know, he just does everything so well. So Andy was frustrated. He spent about an hour and a bit talking to his box the whole time, complaining. We haven't seen that before.
Mm.
Is that a stigma of having the number one near your name? I'm not sure, but I just think it didn't go to plan. They thought there were going to be a lot more unforced errors, especially off the volley, and he'd eventually be able to break him down, but that wasn't the case. So it was a great result. I mean, it was. It just shows, guys, you lace them up, you get out there, you put your game, whatever your game is, you put it out there and you compete like crazy.
Yep, he was very, very good. And his younger brother, what a family. His younger brother actually tested Rafael Nadal the day before. But we've got to go to Roger Federer, a four-time champion down there at Melbourne Park, 17 majors to his credit. He was down a double break in that opening set. He lost the opening set against Kai Nishikori, but he signaled with that fight back, although losing that opening set for mine, Rog, that he wasn't about to go away.
No, you hit it straight on that. That's a bullseye, because the fact that he actually came back in that set showed. I was sitting with my daughter and I said, "Oh, great comeback, darling. Watch out, he wins."
Yeah, yeah. Because he could have just thought 6-1. Yeah. I'll get on
exactly.
with it. Second B said, "Nah."
You're right. He,
yeah.
he could have actually said, "Okay, I need to get the score line so I start serving first in the second."
Yep.
So that
yeah.
could be a bit of a mentality.
Yeah.
But he just, you know, he's playing an electrifying tennis. You know why? The court surface is just, it's fast. It's suiting him. So it's all his shots are getting real high quality asset results out of
yeah.
it, because his slice is staying low. When he flattens it out, it's going through the court. So he's getting a lot of bite off his serve. But also, you know, that should have helped Nishikori as well, because he's lightning fast. He hits through the court as well. But hey, look, there's something strange about this Australian Open, because there's a little piece of me that feels like the old brigade might meet each other, which would be an amazing storyline,
yeah.
because Roger's now, he will get through his next round. He won't let that opportunity. And I don't think Zverev's idol was Roger. I think it's going to be a bit too
yeah,
big
okay.
bigger two question to answer there. And then, okay, Stan Wawrinka's on that side of the court as well. There's a lot of tennis to be played, but I just like what I'm seeing, to be
okay,
honest.
Okay, so yeah, we're hoping Nadal can still play Federer, which they can, in the final. Talk about our pocket rocket, mate. Dasha Gavrilova, $4.25 at tab.com.au, up against Pliskova at $1.22. That's tonight. Channel 7 will be cheering madly for her, as we all will. Can she win?
Look, it's an interesting match because Pliskova drives the ball through the court. She's a heavy hitter. She will win a Grand Slam, I think, at some stage in her career. Will it be this year? I'm not sure. But, I mean, this tournament, I'm not sure. So, but, yeah, she's got a chance. Hey, we've seen the upsets. We saw Angelique Kerber lose last night as well, to a strong girl, Coco Vandeweghe from the US. But she's got a chance. I'm just not sure whether she can get the ball out of her opponent's range, because she's tall, she's got long reach, and she drives, you know, and she can slingshots the ball. So she can win. I'm leaning for Pliskova, though. I mean, she had a 10-8 match in the third 2 days ago. Maybe there's a little bit of fatigue there. Hopefully that gets to Razor's head. If she can, if Dasha could win the first set, then I think she's got a massive chance of going through.
Okay, so you started with Djokovic. He's knocked out. You went to Murray. He's gone.
Yeah.
Who's your tip for the Australian now?
Hey, Rog. Poor, mate.
I've been horrendous, not poor, because I'll put my hand up. Sometimes, hey, I've jumped on the 1 and 2 horse on the stable, and they couldn't get me through. So I've just got a feeling now. Rafa plays Garmin on Feast tonight. Don't miss that one. That's going to be a ripping tennis match. Very athletic.
Sure.
I think the more Rafa wins, the more he builds that, you know, the beast inside him. He's one of these guys, even though he's won 14 majors, little wins like 2 days ago where he was able to wear out his younger opponent, that's massive fuel for him. And he's always had a good record against Gale, even though Gale's playing some really good ball. I feel like if he gets through this one, something smells of Roger and Rafa to me. I don't know. Well, you know, when the top two seeds go out, they've got... Everyone's got an. I think everyone in the field, except a couple, feel like they've got an opportunity.
Absolutely, Rog. As always, comprehensive.
Can I have a quick winner, mate? Daniel Evans, who got rid of Bernard Tomic, up against Joe Wilfred. Who wins that quickly?
No, that was yesterday.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, of course.
So I'll go Joe Wilfred.
Yeah, Joe. Sorry.
I'll put my house on it.
I've got. Yeah, he. Sorry. He now plays Wawrinka, doesn't he? So Joe Wilfred up against Wawrinka. Who wins that one?
I'm going Stan.
Stan?
I'm going Stan, yeah.
Okay. Stan, the man.
That magnificent.
He got rid of Andre Seppi.
But only just. I think they'll have a close game. Different styles. Joe's playing well. He's feeling good. But I'll just lean slightly Stan on this court.
Okay.
All right.
He got rid of Seppi 7-6, 7-6, 7-6.
He's the curious slayer. Rog, as always, comprehensive. We'll speak to you again tomorrow.
See you, boys.